I think what has happened, what this government has done to all of those families who heat their homes, 37% of the state who heat their homes with home heating oil, is nothing less than a disgrace. It is absolutely disgraceful that that has happened. That is more pronounced in areas like my own area, like Deputy Healy Ray's area, rural communities where two-thirds of families use home heating oil to keep them warm this winter as the temperatures have dropped, as we've seen in the last week. And yet what this government has decided to do, no decrease whatsoever. Indeed, what they're asking us to do and what they would vote for if they had an opportunity, but unfortunately we won't get an opportunity to vote in this year, is actually to increase the cost of home heating oil next year again. And that's just absolutely disgraceful. I think it's out of touch. All of the backbenchers in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, when this debate is guillotined in the next few minutes, remember what you're voting for. You're voting to put up the price of home heating oil again in this finance bill. And it makes no sense whatsoever. It's an ideological battle that Eamon Ryan and the Green Party are fighting, but it is out of touch with the reality of where people are at. People are buying home heating oil by the jars. They're not phoning up and looking for a 500-litre fill or a 1,000-litre fill. They're buying it by 5-gallon drums because they can't afford to fill their tanks. And what the government are doing, so out of touch, so under a rock when it comes to the pressures that real people, and particularly in the country, are facing, is they say, you know what we'll do, folks? We'll sit around this cabinet table, and what about this for an idea? Sure, why don't we put up the price of home heating oil a little bit further, despite the facts? And the facts are that home heating oil has increased by 145% since January of last year.